Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Hey, and we will start with right on top Lamed Hey Amon Aleph. We're in the sugyas of certain yisodos of Tumah and Tara, getting through these statements of the different Amoraim. Again, how do we get into this whole discussion? Based on the Mishnah that we had back on daf Lamed Gimel, where the Mishnah discussed a case where one does Shechita and no blood comes out. No blood comes out, so then we say the Shechit is kosher, which we said it was a big Chiddush, Machlokas, Rambam, Rashba, what was the Havamina? Why would you have thought it's not kosher? So we said the Chiddush of the Rashba, that you would have thought that Kisi Adam is part of the Gemar Maisa Shechita, Kamash Malan, that might be true, but still we don't go so far. And the Mishnah then added in a halach of Tumentara, which gets us into the discussion of yesterday and today for the first 1.5 parts of the daf. The Mishnah said that because there's no blood, one can eat it with tame hands. Because the meat was not hukshar to become tame. So based on that, we got into various discussions. If somebody eats different levels of tame food, what exactly do they become their guf? So we'll pick up with a new statement on the top of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Amar Reb Yonasan Amar Rebbe. Rabbi Yonasan says in the name of Rebbe, Ha'ochel shlishi shel truma atzma. If somebody eats truma, that is a shlishi latuma. We know that when it comes to a rishon and a sheni, any type of food can become a rishon and a sheni. Truma can even become a shlishi, and hektish can even become a revi'i. Says Rabbi Yonasan in the name of Rebbe, if somebody eats truma, that is a shlishi latuma. So what do they become? What does the person become? So on a daraisa level, the person becomes nothing, because a person can only become tummy from an avatoma on a daraisa level. But on a derabana level, what does he become? So we mentioned the other day also that there are certain cases where one's hands become tummy, even though one's body does not become tummy. But Rabbi Yonasan says here in the name of Rebbe that if somebody eats a shlishi, asur le'echol, he is asur to eat other truma. He's also to eat other truma, umutulika, but he could touch other truma. That's the drabana. The drabana where it goes there, that he's not allowed to eat any other truma. So what is he? What truma might become a shlishi, so they give him the status of at least a sheni. But it's also for him to eat any other truma, but he's allowed to touch other truma. Allowed to touch other truma. That's what Rabbi Yonasan Amar Rebbe says. And says the Gemara, V'istrich de'ula v'istrich Rabbi Yonasan. And we need both the statement of Ula and Rabbi Yonasan. This statement of Rabbi Yonasan, in the name of Rebbe, that if somebody eats truma itself, so then they can't eat any other truma, but they can touch it. And the statement of Ula, which we had yesterday. Yesterday, if you look back, on Lamadal and Amabay, it's right in the middle. Ula said a similar statement, not about actual truma, but about chulin that one keeps to the standard of truma. Right? See, Amar Ula, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shel Chulin, Shenasu Altaras Truma. If somebody eats chulin, Shenasu Altaras Truma, which is a shlishi, Nifsal Gufo Milecha B'Truma. They can't eat truma. It's the same thing. So Gemara says, what do you need both of them for? Rabbi Yonasan and Ula basically say the same thing. One is talking about chulin, Shenasu Altaras Truma, and one is talking about truma itself. So the Gemara says, "Di mi de ula." If I would have only had ula's statement, yesterday's statement, hava amin, I would have said, "Hani mili." When do we say the rabbanon word gozer that if you eat something, even though daraisa, it's nothing, but we rabbanon you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to touch. Hani mili b'chul and shnas al taras truma. I would have said that only applies to that case. Aval truma, but actual truma. If somebody would eat actual truma, which is a shlishi, b'digianami aser, maybe Chazal would have been even more machmir. And it goes there even against touching other truma. Istrich Rabbi Yonasan. That's why you need Rabbi Yonasan's din to tell me that no, the same thing applies. You're still allowed to touch actual touch truma, even if you ate actual truma. That's a shlishi. Ve'imi Rabbi Yonasan. And if I would have only had Rabbi Yonasan shita today's hava amina hanimili truma, I would have thought so. Then only if one eats actual truma is there a gzeira at all. Aval chulin ba'achila namishari, but chulin that's done al taras truma, so maybe I would have thought about it more and goes there at all. That whole thing is a chiddush about chul and shenasu. So therefore, maybe the rabbana warrant goes there at all if somebody eats that. Tzrichi, that's why you need both statements, both Rabbi Yonasan and Ula. Tosis points out, it's an interesting havamina. I would have thought that if you eat actual truma that's a shlishi, you wouldn't even be able to touch other truma. Why wouldn't you be able to touch other truma? L'chor, because you can't eat it. If you can't eat other truma, so lechor, we'd say you can't touch it because you might come to eat it. So Tosfos says, Afagav de'ein ose revi'i hava amina da'asur liga de'gazrina shalo yavalach lecho. Even though it doesn't really become a revi'i, we would have thought that would have been the logical extension. It would be a logical extension to say that it would be usher to touch it because you might come to eat it. So one of the achronim point out that this is very it's still an amazing havamina because the whole thing we're talking about is an issur d'rabbanan to eat. So rechoshesh that if there's an issur d'rabbanan to eat, you might have an issur d'rabbanan to touch. We know even sometimes where there is issurei d'oraisa to eat. Is there an issur to touch non-kosher food? There's always a non-kosher food. And even if you want to say, oh, but not kosher food, you never eat. Well, should we sometimes eat? Give you a parallel case. Yom Kippur. Is it usher to touch food on Yom Kippur? The Ramah says, Beferish, no. The Ramah says, in Tafresh Yud Beis, in Ilchos Yom Kippur, Mutter Liga B'Yom Kippur, Ba'achalun U'mashkin, V'liktein L'ktanim. You're allowed to touch Yom food. And you're allowed to give it to children. V'lo chashinan she'yochal, o yishtem yiga, v'na choshesh. She even by Nisa Daraisa. We're not choshesh. So the achronim point out that this is a radical havamina that you might say maybe it's a chumra de truma, even on a drabanan level. It's the chumra of truma, which smacks of an isser bidei shemayim. But either way, it's even more chumra in a sense than Yom Kippur. You might think Yom Kippur isn't an isser; it's just a violation of the mitzvah say of inui. It never says beferish in the Torah that lo sochal on Yom Kippur, but that is what the Ramah says. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes from the earlier Achronim. It's not like chametz. Chametz not allowed to touch. V'lo dami lo chametz b'pesach she'asur liga bo shem yavol achlo. Kidemuchach le'obsim etaf me'vav. It's not like chametz. Mishum de pesach hu ochel shar dvarim. V'lo kachashin she'yochel gam et zeh. There he eats other things. You might come to eat chametz as well. Mashiach on Yom Kippur, he doesn't eat anything. De'emas yom hadin olav. And therefore, we're not as worried. Even if you give it to a child, we're not as worried. Okay, so you might say there it's more of an automatic extension by truma. Mashenkit here, we are not gozer. Okay, that was statement number one. Next, Yosef, right in the middle. Yosef, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel, bar Marsa, Kamed Rav Nachman. Rav Yitzchak was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, v'Yosef v'Kamar, and he was saying, Ha'ochel shlishi shel chula shenasfal taras hakodesh. If somebody eats what Ula was talking about, if somebody eats chulin, that was done al taras hakodesh. Ula was talking about truma. But if you have chulin shenasfal taras hakodesh, if somebody, let's say a kohen wants to make sure that he's always at the high standard when he eats kachim, he's always eating kachim. So he eats his chulin even on the level of kachim. And let's say that became a shlishi. If somebody eats that, tahar lechol bakodesh. There is no problem with eating kachim. If he eats that, tuma does not pass along. Why? She'ein l'cha davar she'ose revi'i bakodesh ela kodesh mekudesh bovad. Rabbi Yitzchak has a chiddush that the only time we know there's a concept of a revi'i bakodesh, that's only by kodesh mamish. That does not apply by chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. That is Rabbi Yitzchak's chiddush. It only applies by kodesh mamish. Kodesh mekudesh bovad. What does kodesh mamish mean? Rashi says, right, the eighth to last line in Rashi, kodesh gomur shekidesh gufo. It's an actual sanctified inherent kedushas haguf. Kigon, psar karbon, v'chalas atoda, right? Karbon, meat of a karbon, or chalas of a toda. Interesting, those are the two cases Rashi gives. There are a lot of minchas. But Rashi says, chalas of a toda, shenishchat hazavach aleim, after the karbon toda is shechted, so it achieves kedushas haguf, like we learned back in Menachos, in Perek HaToda, u'menachos shekitshu bekli, and he says, all menachos, besides a karbon toda. We discussed at length, if you remember in Maseches Menachos, how much is a karbon toda within the category, within the world of other minchas, or is it in its own category? So Rashi quotes Akbav Sar Karban Chalas Toda all other menachas. Aval Shlishi Shal Kodesh Amakudesh Bekdushas Peh Lo. Rashi even says though that if you only gave it inherent kedusha, you were makdish it with your mouth. That's not even good enough for Rabbi Yitzchak's din. It had to have kedushas aguf like a carbon after it's shechted, or a carbon mincha after it is put into a kli. It has to be sanctified. We've discussed that there is a difference in the hakdasha of an animal and a carbon mincha. That by a carbon mincha, there's not even a little bit of Kedushas Peh until it gets into a Kli. Masha'enkin, if I'm Makdash an animal, it doesn't achieve one level of Kedushas Haguf, but Rabbi Yitzchak says it needs an even more intense level of Kedusha in order to be able to pass along this halacha of Revi'i Bakodesh. If it becomes Nifsa B'Shlishi, so then it has to be inherent Kodesh Mekudash. Maybe Rashi gets that from the double Lashon. It doesn't just say Kodesh, Kedushas Haguf. Kodesh Mekudash, which means a very intense type of Kedusha. Right, so that is Rashi's examples. There is, though, an important machlokas we've shown him here in the previous Rashi. Look in the back in the previous Rashi, in the Kodesh Mekudesh, Rashi says, Ela imkein hayashlishi shel Kodesh Mekudesh. Dahai shlishi de'avid revi'i bakodesh ma'ilehi drabanan. And he proves it from other Gemaras. Rashi's chiddush is that this concept of having a shlishi batruma and a revi'i bakodesh is only drabanan. The whole thing is a Durabanan level. Yes, of course, when it comes to a person, anything past the person becoming a Rishon is Durabanan. But Rashi says even my regular Kachim, the idea of becoming a Revi'i Bakodesh is a Maila Durabanan, and he quotes it from the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga. If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos takes issue with Rashi, Tosfos argues. Machlokes Rashi, Tosfos, whether the concept in general of Revi'i Bakodesh is Daraisa or Durabanan. Tosfos says, Ein l'chadavar, Mashapirish Bakunchas, the Revi'i Bakodesh, Maila Durabanan hi, Midiktani la behemalas achronos, Bechomer Bakodesh, from the fact that it lists it off in the five levels in Chagika, Da'amar Hasam, the last lay jar, the Tumma Daraisa, Ein nere, says Tosfos, I don't agree. Ta'achashav Nami, because if you look in that context, there's another example quoted, that behemalas achronos, Kli mitztarif Masha besocha l'kadesh. There's a concept that anything in one kli becomes combined halachically for tumah, for tara, for sanctity, and that's a daraisa concept. Vitzirif nami daraisa. So Rashi is quoting that gemara to say everything in that gemara is drabanan. It's not true, says Tosfos. There are some daraisa concepts in that gemara. Skip two lines. V'imkein revi'i bakodesh nami daraisa. Tekari kan v'habaser asheyika b'chol tamei lo yochal. Rashi Tosfos says no. That concept of revi'i bakodesh is a daraisa concept. Aye, what does it mean? It's Maila Ba'alma. That doesn't mean it's Durabanan. It just means it's an extension, but it doesn't mean it's Durabanan. La Mishadavi Durabanan. To Hevi Kaparaso, Ocha Bakachim, Kari Lenami Hasa Maila. Right there, that the Gemara lists off Daraisas as well. So, Machlokas, an important Machlokas, Rashi and Tosus, whether the concept of Revi'i Bakodesh, by actual Kodesh, not by Chul and Shanasu, Revi'i Bakodesh is a concept, a Daraisa or a concept of Rabbanan. Okay, Machlokas. But again, Rabbi Yitzchak's Yisod is that the concept of making a Revi'i Bakodesh only applies to actual Kodesh and not to Chul and Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh. So Masav, Rabbi Merchama asked back to the Gemara, Rabbi Merchama asked on that from what was something we had yesterday. The Mishnah said, Shlishi, if somebody eats a Shlishi, Sheni Lakodesh ve'ein Sheni Latruma, he gets the status of a Sheni for Kachim. And we said on a Drabana level, a person, remember, cannot become anything less than a Rishon. But on a Drabana level, if somebody eats a Shlishi Lakodesh, so then he becomes a Sheni regarding Kachim, but not for Truma. Ve'ein Sheni Latruma. Only a higher standard for Kachim. And then the Mishnah ends off, Bechul and Shenasu al Taras Truma. And this is by if somebody ate a Shlishi, which was Truma. Chul and Shenasu al Taras Truma, not actual Truma. So what does the Mishnah seem to say? That if somebody eats Chul and Shenasu al Taras Truma, he can become a certain level of Tuma regarding Kachim. He becomes a Sheni Lakodesh. But one second, didn't Rabbi Yitzchak just say that if it's not actual Truma or Kachim, then you cannot pass on the Tumah of Kachim? Amai, Halav Kodesh Makudeshu. This Mishnah says that if somebody eats a Shlishi of Chul and Shenasu, then he becomes Tameh enough on a Durabana level to pass on the Tumah. Right? It says Sheni Lakodesh. Rabbi Yitzchak just said not that. Rabbi Yitzchak says that if somebody eats Chul and Shenasu, so then he cannot pass on. The concept of a Revi'i Bakodesh is only by Kodesh Mekudesh. It's not on Chul and Shenasu. Kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak answers the Gemara, Amar Leino, Hanach L'Truma, Shetarasa Tumahi Eitzel HaKodesh. What was Rabbi Yitzchak's statement about? It was about Chul and Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh. Chul and Shenasu al Taras Truma? He never said that. Because, what does that mean? Somebody has, what does Chulin Shabbos HaKodesh mean? It means that somebody keeps this Chulin with such a high standard that he treats it like a carbon. But if somebody keeps it at a high standard, he treats it like Truma. So maybe that's more subject to Truma. Who says that cannot pass along? When it comes to somebody who has the Shmira of Kadshim, okay, he has the Shmira of Kadshim, that's the highest level of Shmira. But when it comes to Truma, if somebody has a Shmira of Truma, it's as if that's Tamei. Compared to the world of Shmira Lagabe Kodesh. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak only said his din by Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh, not Chulin Shenasu al Taras Truma. So the Gemara says, where do you ever get that from? Mina Timra. Where do we ever see that if somebody is keeping a standard of Truma, that is considered, in relative terms, Tamei, as compared to a Kodesh concept? So that's none. We learned it in the Mishnah in Mesachas Chagiga. The Mishnah says, Big day am haaretz medrish leprusim. This begadim of an am haaretz is considered medrish, is considered tamei medrish for prushim. Prushim are tzaddikim, are for those who keep high standards of tum and tara. What's medrish? If you remember, how does one pass along tum and becoming tamei? So there are different ways. You could touch something, that's tumas maga. You could carry something without touching it, that's tumas masa. You could be in the same ohel, but also tumas Medrus. Medrus is literally trampling on. That can include sitting on, lying on, riding on, Merkav, Mishkav, Moshav. That's all Medrus. Medrus means pressing and being do-race on. So Big De Am Haaretz, the begadim of an Am Haaretz, which we don't know if they're Tamei or Tahar, we don't know, they're considered Medrus, Tomas Medrus, for Purushim, for those who are parish from Tuma and other concepts like that. Big day Prushim, now going up a level. The begadim of the Prushim, who are the tzaddikim, who generally stay away from Tuma, medris la'ochle Truma. Even though they're tzaddikim, but if they're Yisraelim, we assume they might have become Tamei without knowing. And therefore, if somebody eats Truma, they have to consider the begadim of even the Prushim as Tamei. And finally, big day ochle Truma, medris la'kodesh. Somebody and those who eat Kadshim have to consider if they have somebody who comes over who eats Truma but doesn't eat Karbanas, they have to consider that Tamei. So there it is. That's the Raya to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, who the Gemara has just said for Rabbi Yitzchak, that he is machalik between something that is on the level of Shmira for Truma and something that is on the level of Shmira for Kadshim. Here it is, right here in the Mishnah in Mesachas Chagiga. So something that's come up in the past, I think the last week we mentioned it one day, but I never mentioned it in the context of Arashi and Baba Kama. But the concept of Tumas Medrash, we mentioned that it is an exception to the rule of transmission of Tumah. Usually transmission of Tumah goes down a level. Almost 98% of the cases. Tumah, if there's an Av, it becomes a Risha. On a Daraisa level. An Av Yevos becomes an Av. An Av becomes a Risha. An Risha becomes a Sheni. Vechulu. It always goes down a level. There are at least two exceptions, though, to the rule. One is what came up back on Daf Beis Mabeis Gimel Man Aleph in this Pesachta. Cherev Harayuka Chalal. The sword is stuck in a body, in a corpse, so that sword is considered Avi Avosa Tumah. It's one exception to the rule. And the other exception to the rule is Mishkav Hazav. Mishkav Hazav, Mishkav, if a Zav or a Zava sits on something that is normally sat on a chair, on a bench, on a mattress, so then a Zav is an Avatoma, and a Mishkav Hazav is also an Avatoma. So how do we understand that? That it goes in the same level. So there is an important Rashi, Machlokas Rashi and Tosas and Baba Kama in Meruba, Daf Samach Vav Mabeis. The guy just had to understand a drasha of the Gemara. The Gemara there says that, Ditanya, Mishkavo Velo HaGazol. A Zav can make his own Mishkav Tameh, but not a stolen one. What does that mean? A stolen Mishkav cannot become Tameh. So Rashi takes it literally. If a Zav steals a pillow, steals a chair, and he sits on the chair, that chair is not a Mishkav Azav. It's not a Mishkav Azav. He sat on it. It's not a Mishkav Azav. Says Tosfos, it's amazing. Tosfos says, Mishkav Gomer Shel Chaveru. If he steals a pillow or a chair from his friend, Im Gazlo Ein Metavi Mishkav. Tegzeres HaKasavu. Tosfos' first question, Vizehu Tema. That's the whole question. It's a rejection based on instinct. Without even, he's about to quote Va'od, it's Mufurish against the Mishnah. But first Tosfos says two words, Vizeo Tema, I can't believe it. How could you say this? Tuma is usually, if I go over to, if there's a dead body that's sitting on something, well, you can say the Tuma doesn't pass by. If there's a sheretz, that I put a sheretz onto your item, That's tame. It's hezek she'en onikar, but it's still tame. Right? It's a mitzius. Usually we say the principle of ein adam oser davar she'en shalom. Where does that apply? So if I bow down to your item, so that it's not nasar mishum avodah zara. So we usually say that's usur. But let's say if I take your chicken and milk and mix it together and boil it together. So that's a mitzias of basa b'chalav, and it's nasar. So l'chora, Tosfos is asking, wouldn't you have said the same thing here by tum and tara? If you take a tummy item and you touch it to your friend's item, that's adam etami davar she'en shalom. So how could Rashi say this? So that's what he said, v'zeo tema. Question one. V'od, and then he has another question. He says there's a Mishnah Maseches Taras, not only in Seder Taras, but in Maseches Taras, which says that if you know that Ganovim came into your house, you see stuff are taken. So what are the halachas about assuming that things are tame or not? So the Gemara says, Mishkavos Umoshavos Tahorim. You could assume that the Ganov didn't sit down. He didn't sit down. V'im yeshi ma'im kenanio isha kol tame. Kishema nidahi v'kenani kezav l'chodar. It goes through that we're choshesh that the Ganov, if he had his wife with him, or were choshesh that they might have sat down. What do you mean? According to Rashi, it's not theirs. Ein adam mitame davar she'en shalom. So what's going on here? Tuma does pass by. That's the question that Tosfos asked on Rashi. So what's the svara for Rashi? So this is the context, which I think I've quoted in the past, Rav Salvechus Chiddush, that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein expands upon in the Sefer Zichron Harav, that maybe Mishkav Azov works very differently than all the other tumas. Generally, all the other tumas, there's a mitame and a nitma. There is an active party that's being mitame, that's passing the tumah, and there's one that's accepting the tumah. Right? There's a mitame and a nitma. Mishkav Azov doesn't have that. Haraya, how do you know it doesn't have that? The fact that it stays on the same level of tumah. If it was a mitame and a nitma, it would go down. So what happens there? There's a chiddush haTorah that when a zav sits on a mishkav, on something that's usually sat on, the zav is magdir it. It's a halachic designation. The Zav is magdir it as a Mishkav Azav. The Zav is not metame it. It's magdir it as a Mishkav Azav. It sits on the mattress. Now this mattress is a Mishkav Azav. Once something is a Mishkav Azav, then the Torah is metame it. It's not that this person is metame it. Like a sheretz dies. So what? Somebody's metame that sheretz? No. The second that it becomes a dead sheretz, the Torah says a dead sheretz is an avatoma. But Shechva Zera. Is somebody metame the Shechva Zera? No. The mitzias of the Shechva Zera, That's metame. So it's the mitzias of the Mishkav Azav. So what does the Zav do? All the Zav does is halachically classify it. The second that the Zav or Anita sits down on this, it's halachically classified as a Mishkav Nida Mishkav Azav and Memelis Tame. If you say that approach, maybe that's why, according to Rashi, this is better, this is different. This isn't a regular case of Tumah where there's a Matami and a Nitma. And of course, regular Matami and Nitma could apply even if it's not your stuff. If it's not mine, it's a mitzius. But here there's a halachic designation that's required. So maybe dafka there, Rashi says, that it cannot apply. That's the mishkavo velo hagazel. It doesn't apply to stolen items. Tosis is quoting other cases, other concepts with Rashi. Might say no. By other types of tum and tara, maybe you would apply with a mitzame and a nitma. But not here. There are other rayas to that, but that is the suggestion when it comes to Mishkav. So that's brought up here in terms of Medrash, that we say, the Mishnah says that if somebody is on the level of always eating kachim, so then anybody, any clothing of the Ochlei Tshuma are considered Tameh compared to him. Right? That's what, and that was the Raya to Rabbi Yitzchak, that he's Bechalik between Tuma and Kodesh. Just one other Ha'ara before we move on, and that is Tosfos on Amud Beis. Tosfos on Amud Beis points out that the Gzeira against the Begadim of an Am Haaretz are only against the Begadim of an Am Haaretz and not an Am Haaretz himself. If Am Haaretz touches you, he does not make you Tameh. He's only the Begadim of an Am Haaretz. See what Tosfos says? About the six skinny liners, so in Tosfos, to who atzmo eino matami behesed, and Am Haaretz is not matami behesed, only his clothes. Vitzarech litein tam de meister linyan sinora shalo his liquids asa uhu kizav shemai yonosav temeim, and ulinyan medrus behesed lo asa uhu kizav. He's sitting down, you know, right? You would think it would be even worse. V'nira de taima Tosfos says mishum dein gozer and gzeras al hatzibur elim kein rov hatzibur yichol lamod behem. A rule about gezeris is that Chazal only make gezeris if they know that the zebra can stand up to them. If they know that the zebra can't handle it, then they wouldn't, or maybe even they couldn't make a gzeira. We know Chazal have the power, Lo Sasur and other Ushmartim is Mishmarti, Asa Mishmar, Asa Mishmarti, they have the power to make Dinim Durabanan. But it could be that they only have the power to make Dinim Durabanan in certain cases. So for example, the Gemara says, Milsa de lo Shchicha lo Gazer Birabanan. What does that mean? So Rav Schachter points out that it might not only be that they wouldn't for unusual cases, but that they couldn't. Chazal only have the authority to make laws for the klal. Right? They don't make laws for every yachad v'yachad, make different laws for each and every individual. So to this klal, ain't goes an elam king robot to be chol lamod bo, if the tzibur can't stand up to it, then maybe they weren't allowed to make the gzeira in the first place. So that is what Tosva says, the amei haaretz themselves, you have to deal with them. The begadim of the amei haaretz you might be able to be cautious about, but not the amei haaretz themselves. Right? This concept comes up in the Gemara and Rishonim, other places as well. Tosfos says it here. Tosfos says it as well in the Maseches Avodah Zarah, where Tosfos discusses the halacha of pasakum. Pasakum, you know, bishalakum and cholavakum and yayin nesech. That is all bona fide halachas. But by one of them, we hold it's a chumrah today. Right, after all, you read the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you should be machmir for Pas Yisrael during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What do you mean? What about the whole year? So Tosfos, you got to know the Rama, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya to know that Rama and Arachayim. In Yoredeya, they quote the Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Lamed Hey Amabez, where Tosfos says that the halacha of Pas Yisrael never caught on. Never caught on because it was too difficult. It was too difficult for the Jews. It was such a staple of society, and many times they were in places where there were no kosher Jewish bakers. So they were kosher, but that you had to rely on non-Jews baking as long as you knew the ingredients were kosher. Says Tosfos right there. Umikan samchu ata. In the times of Tosfos. Le'echol pas shelo v'dekel chavim. Kivan shelo pashat isura b'chol Yisrael. Because it wasn't spread out. V'yesh lismoch al divir rashbag v'bazabar tzadok ta'amri. And goes in gzera la tzibra alam kein rov atzibra yichol la'amod bo. There it is. Right? Tosfos says right there in Lamed Hei Mevez and Avodah Zarah. Right? So that's another example where Tosfos says here, they weren't gozer against the Amei Haaretz themselves, only against the begadim of the Amei Haaretz. Okay. Anyway, so this is the suggested raya to the defense of Rabbi Yitzchak. Again, let's review. Rabbi Yitzchak had a statement that if somebody eats chulin shenas or altaras hakodesh, he does not become tummy to transfer that to kachim. Only by actual kachim that were tummy does the person have the ability to transfer tumah, but not by chulin shenasu. So didn't we quote a mishnah that seemed to say it is transferred if it's done shenasu altaras truma? So Rabbi Yisrael would say no, that's exactly the chiluk. If something is done shenasu altaras truma, so then that's considered tamei regarding kachim, and that's why if somebody eats that, they could pass it on to kachim. Mashen came by chulin shenasu altaras kachim. Where do we ever see that? That is a difference between something that's guarded for truma is considered tamei for kachim. That's the mishnah in Chagiga. Right, isn't that a raya? So now the Gemara is about to reject that raya. Maybe not. Oh, my Rava, last line. Medrasos ka'amrit. Well, you're asking me about Tumas Medris? Shiny Medrasos. Maybe the whole concept of Tumas Medris is different. Shema teshav alei nishto nida. Sitting on is such a common occurrence. Right, if an Amaris comes to you, obviously his wife, remember, they didn't have clothes in those days that were tight-fitting. And if somebody sits next to somebody else, they didn't sit on it. They had togas, they had robes. So it's very common if somebody sat next to the other person, they sat on the other person's clothes. So when it comes to Medris, that Mishnah in Chagiga, so there's a big chash. You have to be worried, Shema Teshev Elein Ishtonita. Avo Bepeire Lo Amrinan, who says we would apply it to food? Who said we'd apply it to fruit? Rabbi Yitzchak with Hiranami Amar. So the answer would be, yeah, Rabbi Yitzchak, you're asking me Akash and Svara? Rabbi Yitzchak would not hold to that Svara. Rabbi Yitzchak would say, we do pass it on, and this is a good raya from the Mishnah in Chagiga. Period. This Mishnah taught, this Gemara spoke about whether we're more choshesh by an Isha Nida sitting on something or not. This is something that's come up. It's a fascinating Ramban in Sefer Bereishis. Where's the Ramban? Right here. The Ramban says in Bereishis, what is this Ramban doing in Bereishis? The Ramban doesn't talk about Nida so much in Bereishis, but in Parshas Vayetze, talks about when Lavan is running after his daughters, and he comes, and he tries, he's looking for his trafim, v'rachel lachetz ha-trafim, v'tasimim b'chara gamal, v'teshev alein, she's sitting on them, and Lavan comes back to her ohel. V'tomer lavia, she says, al yichar b'nei adoni, don't be upset, ki lo uchal lakumi panecha, ki derech nashim li. The way of women, I have the way of women, derech nashim li, which passes means she was a nida, and therefore she was weak, she couldn't get up. So therefore, he didn't make her get up. Ramban, right there. Lo havinosi, Ma'isnatz lezeh. I don't understand what this excuse was she gave to her father. What, a woman who's an Ida doesn't get up, period? It's not allowed to get up. Lo yakumu yamodu? Ulay amra ki rosheha ve'evarek feidim aleha. Maybe she said she was just weak. Ve'hi chola beba ha'orach. Is that what she's saying? That she's just very weak from it. Ki kein darkon v'kolshkein b'matos haleda karachal shademayan mu'atin v'ha'orech yichabed alei ma'od. So it could be pasha that she's just very weak. Says the Ramban, I think there's something deeper here, and that is, if you look at it, it's amazing. Until the Ramban makes the aruch, you don't realize it. Rachel says derech nashim li, Lavan does not answer her. Oh, does not answer. The conversation is finished. It says al yichar b'nei adri kilo chalakum. That's it. And then the next pasuk, Yaakov gets angry and he starts his whole diatribe against Lavan. But Lavan doesn't say a word for the rest of the discussion. Says the Ramban, v'hanachon be'enai, ki hayu hanidos b'yemei hakadmonim meruchakos ma'od. Nida, when a woman became a Nida in the days of the early days, they were distanced. Not just a little distance, they don't touch them, but they were distanced. Ki chein shman me'olam nidos l'michon. Nidos means separated for the distance. Ki lo yiskarbu el ha'adam v'lo yidabru bo. Nobody would go near them. Nobody would go talk to them. They would have a separate tent. They say the Ethiopians, when they came, that was their minog. They went to a different tent. They didn't just have separate the beds. Different tent. Ki bo ki yadu akadmonim b'chachmasam shehevlon mazik. Their breath would be mazik. Gam mambatan molid gnai v'ose roshem ra kamo shebiru hafilosofim. Says Ramban, that's what they believed. Od ani asil askir nisyonam bezeh. I'm going to say more about this later on. In Vayikra, v'hayu yoshvos badad ba'ohel below yikanis ba'adam. Nobody used to go through in there. Kamo shiskira, b'seinim b'braisa shemaseches nida. Talmud also l'shol b'shlomishol nida. V'chulu. And that's what happened here. That's what v'asolenos lakach amar Rachel ru'u yahaditi lakum mipnei Adoni l'nashek yadav. I should get up to kiss your hands. Right? That's what's kavadik. Avol derech nashim li v'lo uchal his karev elecha. I can't come close to you. V'gam lo lo leches ba'ohel klal shelo tidroch ata afar ragli. Abba, I don't want you to have to step on the dirt. V'hu hechrish mi mena v'lo ana ota ki lo hayu mesaprim imayin klal mipnei shedibura tamei. So she made up the story, but that's why he didn't answer her, and that's what came of it. That's the behavior that he used to do with a nida, and that's part of where the extension was. The Ramban Arachayim discusses this Ramban a little bit based on this Ramban. The Ramban in Simin Peches in Hilchos Kriyashma. The Ramban says, I'm sorry, the Ramban. The Ramban Yesha Kasvu She'ein Leisha Nida B'Yemei Riyasa Likanis L'Beis HaKnesses. Ola hispalel. There are those that say that a nida should not come into shul or to daven. Ola haskir Hashem, make brachas. Oliga b'sefer Torah, oliga b'sefer. She shouldn't because of this kabbalistic idea of the Ramban. The yesh omrim shemuteres bakol. V'chein iker. Some say no problem, and so the iker minog b'medinos elu says the Ramban kisvar harishona. The minhag is like Svar Rishona, Mr. Brook quotes, and our minhag is the opposite. Umimedina Seinu Noag in Heter La'olam, Umivarchos, Umispalalos. It's amazing. They went so far, at least in certain circles, in 500 years ago, that they wouldn't make brachas. Because to have Shem Hashem, I guess it's similar to Rabbi Yudah ben Meseira in brachas, right? That you weren't allowed to learn Torah. That a Balkari was not because a Balkari, it was Matame, the Torah that they were learning, and certain brachas. Mikamakos, that's according to the Ramah, but the Minhag Olam is not to be choshesh for this. The Mishnah Berurah, they'll quote, so Mikamakom, lo yistaklu b'sefer Torah, b'shar shemagbiyim osa laharos la'am. They shouldn't look at the sefer Torah, quoting from the Chaya Adam. O kasash leikonsul beis akvaris. That's a separate issue. Actually, it's going into a beis akvaris, but the achvodim are all makel in most cases. But in terms of hagvod, it's mashma from here, though. By the way, that the woman can generally see hagvod. It's just that by nida she shouldn't. It's also meduyken. There's the Ramban in Kisavo on the pasuk of Orah Shelo Yakim. There he also quotes the medrash that women by hagvod one should lift up the Torah, so all the men, women, and children should be able to see the Torah. That's the but that is all points relating to an Isha Nida and the special status. Okay, Viter. So Mazer, Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti, third line, Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti. Another question, right? What did Rabbi Yitzchak say? We're mechalek between peros, between truma and kachim. And if something on the level of shmira of truma, that's considered tamei regarding kachim. So v'hatzam, 1 minute we learned in the Mishnah, also there in Chagiga. Where is it? So we have the second half of the Mishnah quoted here. Rashi quotes the first half of the Mishnah, second skinny line in Rashi. Tnan b'Yehuda ne'emanim ameharez altaris yayin l'nasachim. Ami Ha'aretz, even though they weren't always trustworthy, they were scared of Kachim. So we trust them regarding Karbanis. But we know there are certain things the Mishnah say. The Mishnah is a Mishnah in Demai that says you're allowed to trust them about on Shabbos, because on Shabbos they're not going to lie. So here the Mishnah says in Chagiga that when it comes to Kachim, you're allowed to trust them. Ami Ha'aretz, Altaras Hayayin, Linisachim. Im Amru Torah, and you're allowed to believe them. Why? Why are they, number one, because they're scared of Kachim, and number two, it's not, you can't say you're not going to trust them, because what? They're going to build their own Beis HaMikdash. They're going to bring their own karbanas on their bummas. Beis HaMikdash is all about being the merkaz, the center for all Jews. So you have to have a little flexibility. As we said, shelo yei kol echad holechu bone b'malatzmo v'sar pardu malatzmo. An important hashkafic line, halacha, not just halachic halacha. And that is, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, we relax certain laws for the sake of achdus. Again, they have to know how to use this principle. That's an important principle. But for truma, they're not neman, except at certain times of year. But what happens if somebody says, if an amaris comes, now we're back to our Gemara, and he says, im amar, hefrashti l'tocha revias kodesh, neman. If somebody says, I have a barrel with truma and kachim mixed in, I have wine that's going to be used for nisachim, and I have truma wine in there too, neman. They are believed. They're believed to say truma and kachim are mixed in here. 1 second. V'lo kametami li truma lakodesh. But Rabbi Yitzchak, I thought you just said that something that's shamar on the level of truma is metamei what's on the level of kodesh. V'iyamr tarasa tumahu eitzel hakodesh. And if you want to say something that's shamar on the truma level is considered tamei regarding kachim, tatami truma lakodesh. So in our case, the truma, which is he's trusted about kachim. But who said he's trusted about truma? And the truma is in the same barrel as the kachim. How can you trust him? How can you say it's tahar? We'll get back to that question in a minute, but let's finish. Amalei, tuma b'chibur and kamrit. Rabbi Yitzchak says, 1 second. You're asking me about truma that's connected, meaning in the same barrel? Truma b'chiburin? Tuma b'chiburin shiny. Tuma b'chiburin is different. Why? Demigu de mehemen akodesh mehemen amia truma. If it's in the same barrel, so you have a migu. This isn't the migu in the ne'emana sense. This migu just means since. We're allowed to assume that once you're trusted on one half of the barrel, you're trusted on the other half of the barrels. So that's the migu that is used. The migu that is used here. The Rabbeinu Gershom says, "What's the svar for this?" If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, the last couple of skinny lines, that we assume that because kachim is mixed in here. So the shmira for the kachim is what he does for the shmira for the truma. He says vade asal la truma kodesh lachin shmir meula ke kodesh. We assume that Rabbeinu Gershom says just on the practical level, we assume that was done. Period. Stop there for a minute. Tosfos ass points out v'im tomar and the little Tosfos v'im amar heich yochal kohen truma. But how could the kohen eat the truma? Keeping the kodesh murav bo. We just explained how the truma is not matami the kodesh. You can assume it's on the kodesh level. But then what if a kohen wants to eat truma? So how can he eat truma from here? There's kachim mixed in. Answers Tosfos Yesh Lomar Dal Yedei Breira Sheyoma Revi Ashani Asid LaHafrish Ye Kodesh. You have to get into the sugya of Breira of items becoming cleared up later on. Do we see the roots of that right now? So that's what you have to assume in this case as well. There's a problem though, because the Rambam in this case paskins that the Kohanim are allowed to eat the truma in this case. The problem is, though, in terms of Psak, we've mentioned in the past that there's many steers between different Gemaras about Breira, whether we hold a Breira or not. So the Maskana of many Rishonim is that on a Daraisa level we hold, for Daraisa context we hold Ein Breira, for the Rabbanan context we hold Yesh Breira. That's the chilek that we make. So the problem is here, the Rambam allows the Kohen to eat the Truma, and that's a Daraisa concept. The Rambam says right here in Hilchas Mitamei Mishkav Umoshav. Again, what are the four? There are four mitzvahs, we said earlier, in Kalim. There's no mitzvahs in Kalim. The mitzvah is the Inyan. Here there are four mitzvahs. What are the four mitzvahs? Din, right, the four mechusri kapara. Din tumas nida, din tumas yoledes, tumas zav, and tumas zav. Four separate mitzvahs. So the Rambam there here says, in Hilchas Mishkav, in Perek, Yud Aleph Halacha Dalid, says the Rambam, Hebi lo am aretz chavish shel truma b'shar yemos hashana. If an am aretz brings you a barrel of truma, the rest of the year vi amar bitocha kodesh afilu revius mitoch shenaman al taras hakodesh neman al hakol. Since he's believed about the kodesh, he's believed about everything. V'chein. Afilu b'shas ha-gitos v'habadim sh'amei aras ne'manam ala truma eina ne'manam ala kli ha-reka lomar shu'tar ala truma. Only when it's mixed in. V'chein eina manam la'olam al kli reka lomar shu'tar ala kodesh. She quotes everybody's ne'man, and it continues that the kohanim are allowed to eat it. So what do you mean the kohanim are allowed to eat it, truma? Breira. What do you mean? How could you hold a breira? It's a daraisa concept. So there are a few places in Shas where Tosfos, not here, where Tosfos has a long discussion where there are different other distinctions made in terms of Breira or not. So just one example is, Tosfos discusses it in Sukkah. I think I brought it in Nedarim. Yeah. I brought it in Nedarim. The Ran in Nedarim at the beginning of the fifth parak, beginning of Ashutfin, also there's a big long Ran there that discusses the stiras. So some say Daraisa Drabanan, but there are other ways to be Mechalik. There are different types of cases of Breira. So for example, the Gemara talks about Tole Bedas Acherim and Tole Bedas Atzmo. Is it Tully on you or not? Did you just not distinguish be Mechalik yet or not? And which direction would you say? Tole Bedas Acherim is better. But I told him, but that's Atzmo, where you could do something now and you did it, so why didn't you do it now? Why didn't you distinguish already? The fact that you did it makes it worse. So maybe there we'd say Ein Breira. Mashenkin, if it's totally b'das acherim, so there's nothing you can do about it now. That's what you might say it is a better. Or the Ran has another chiluk. Just read you one more. The Ran says, Kasav harav Rabbeinu Moshe, behil chosav, delodam yahach breira dehacha l'da'alma. This is mem hei amabez in the darm. Dehacha lav midi delo mizbaro ha'idna, umizbaro l'machar. What are some cases of breira? Like our case, you have a barrel of wine, and you're going to split up the wine, and some of it's going to be truma, some of it's going to be kachem. But sometimes you don't have that. Sometimes you have a case which will never really be split up. You have a chatzer, which is always used by two different people. So are we allowed to assume that when I use it, it's considered my chatzer, and when you use it, it's considered your chatzer, because we were noder hana from each other? So that's a different kind of breira case. That's not a case where ultimately it's going to be split up and we say that, it was always split up. Here it's just usage. We're splitting up present usage. So that's a different type of breira. So all the cases of breira most of them are different from one another, so you'd have to give some type of answer like that for the Rambam. Even if the Daraisa Darabana doesn't answer work, you have to give a different answer for him. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Vayter. Where are we? Masiv Rav Huna. Masiv Rav Huna, about 8 lines down. Masiv Rav Huna Bar Nasan. So again, we're trying to ask another kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, who says, we accepted the Kodesh and Truma Chiluk, and now we're just going back on the original din. Rabbi Yitzchak, who says, the Tuma that's passed on to Kachim only applies by Kodesh Mekudesh Mamish, and not by Chulin Shenasu. So Hasheni, the Mishnah says in Taras, Hasheni Shebechulin, Mitamei Mashke Chulin. If somebody has a chulin, that's a sheni. Food could become a sheni. If somebody has a sheni and somebody eats it, so mitame mashke chulin, that could be mitame then liquid chulin. We've mentioned that all liquid that becomes tame becomes a rishon. That's a gzera d'rabanan, because there are some liquids that are avos. As well as that are avos. All the mashke of a zav, the spit, the shechvazera, the sweat, I think, of a zav, are all avos atumos. So here too, so they make the mashke chulin, uposel ochle truma. And it posels, which means it's somebody who eats truma, it becomes tummy if they eat it too. Vahashlishi, and a shlishi bachulin, here's the problematic line for us, mitame mashke kodesh, kid create tuma for liquid that is kachim, uposel ochle kodesh, and it could posel, at least create one level of tuma for somebody who's eating kachim, bachulin shenasu altaras hakodesh. So you see, Beferish, the Mishnah says, by Chulin Shenasu, Altaras HaKodesh, there is the ability to pass along Tuma by Kachim, which is Beferish against Rabbi Yitzchak's Din. So Gemara has to say, Tanoihi, okay, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Titania, the Brisa says, Chulin Shenasu, Altaras HaKodesh, Harehein Kechulin, it's like Chulin, and that's Rabbi Yitzchak's Din. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Harehein Ketruma, Latam Yishtayim V'Lif Sol Echa. Note, there is ability to pass along Tuma, it's like Truma, to pass along to for in the Truma context and one in the Kachim context. Okay, so either way you see it's a machlokas tanoim, whether Chulin Shenasu has the status of real Kachim. Ad Kan, everybody take a deep breath. The Tumah and the Tara blot and a half. And now we go back to Chulin. Okay, we have two dots. Everybody's been longing for these two dots, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Reb Shimon Omer Hochshar Reb Shchita. Remember back, we had a machlokas on Friday in the Mishnah. We had a machlokas whether if there was no blood, or on Thursday also, there was no blood by the Shchita, the Mishnah said that it's not Hochshar. Right? There's not Hochshar L'Kabel Tumah because there was no blood. Reb Shimon says, no. Even if there was no blood, it was Hochshar B'Shchita. The act of Shchita itself is already Machshir. That's fine. So the Gemara says, what does he mean? Amar Avasi. Omer Hayar Reb Shimon Shchitaso Machsheres V'Lodam. Reb Shimon is saying that the Shchita itself is Machshir and the Dam is not Machshir. He's not adding on. Even if there is no dam, it's also mukshar. No. The Maisa Shchita itself gives it the basar chashivus, similar to the concept we had last week, chibas hakodesh makshartu. The concept of the Shchita is makshar so much that it's makshar even without blood. And blood wouldn't be. L'may nafkamina, Rashi says about the, 10th to last skinny line, V'naf Gemina says Rashi, D'ilul nafal dam shchita al hazraim. If dam shchita falls on zraim, it wouldn't be hokshar. Only other types of blood would be hokshar, not dam shchita. And the fact that the basar is hokshar is not from the dam, it's just from the shchita itself. Okay, so that's Rav Asi's statement. So is that shchitato machsheres v'lo hadam? Rashi says why? Read the other Rashi. Shchita machsheres? As habasar l'toma, why? Rashi has three important words. Demashvi lei uchla. It gives it a shame ochel. If you give it a shame ochel, that's machshir. This fits in very nicely. We've mentioned in the past the Sefer HaChinuch, who says that's what Hechsher always does. Why does Hechsher always do that? So the Sefer HaChinuch, if you remember, says, usually what do you do it when you get a fruit? You wash it off to clean it off. So in a certain sense, it's not a fruit yet until you wash it off. That's the svar of Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah. It doesn't have a shame ochel, says the Chinuch, until it's wet. So maybe that's the svar of Reb Shimon. When you shecht it gives it a shame ochel, so that's exactly, that's Rashi, mashvi le'ochel. It makes it into ochel, and that's why it's Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah. So Lema Messiah, let's try to prove Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Omer, let's try to prove Rav Asi's view of Reb Shimon. Lema Messiah, Reb Shimon Omer, Hechsher B'Shchita, our Mishnah said, Hechsher B'Shchita, my love B'Shchita v'lo b'dam. Doesn't that mean Dafka B'Shchita? So Reb says, lo, af B'Shchita, even B'Shchita, there's no riot to Rav Asi. Tashma, let's try again. Amalim Reb Shimon, the Brisa quotes the conversation. Reb Shimon says to them, V'chi ha'dam machshir, v'halo shchita machsheres. So he seems to say Beferish. Hachi kamer, no, this is what he meant. Amar hachi kamer lahen, v'chi dam bilvad machshir, av shchita nami machsheres. Is it only blood? Also shchita. So again, no raya to Rav Asi. Tashma, try again. Reb Shimon omer, dam hames eino machshir. Reb Shimon says, dam hames, an animal that just died by itself. That blood had nothing done with it. The animal just died. That's not machshir l'kabel tumah. That's not the blood that's machshir in yad shach adam. So my love, so what's the diuk? What is he excluding? Dam hames is not machshir. My love, adam shchita machshir. But doesn't that prove to me that the other type of dam shchita would be machshir? In a kashan ravasi? So lo, the diuk would be hadam chalol machshir. There are three types of blood. Blood of an animal that died, blood of an animal that was shechted, and blood of an animal that was killed. So the diak we would say is dam of an animal that died is not machshir, but the dam of an animal that was killed would be machshir. That's the diak. Avol dam shchita may lo machshir. What? But dam shchita would also not be machshir, just like dam ames. So holishmina dam shchita v'koshkin dam ames. So why don't you say dam shchita? That would be an even bigger chiddush. Dam shchita where you did something to this animal and yet it's not machshir. That's an even bigger chiddush. So why don't you say that? In the Mishnah in Machshirin. So Gemara said, no, Dam HaMes is Srichalei. No, there is an element of Dam HaMes would be even more of a Chiddush. Sakadai the Chamina, I would have said, Mali Katzlei Ihu. Mali Kali Malach HaMaves. What's the difference if he shechs it or the Malach HaMaves shechs it? And this is the case of the Malach HaMaves. The animal dies by itself. Interesting, there's a Malach HaMaves by animals too. It's not just the animal. Malach HaMaves, we usually think of Hashgacha. And the Malach HaMaves taking a person at the exact moment they're supposed to be taken. Does the animals have such hashkacha pratis? We've thought that many Rishonim say it's Hashgacha Klalis, but the Gemara uses the concept of Malach HaMavis here by animals too. Interesting. Anyways, the Gemara says, you might have thought, what's the difference how the animal dies? It should all be the same. Kamashwan, and that's the Chiddush. If the animal dies by itself and gets shechted, there's a difference in terms of status. Weiter. Start, try again. Tashma. Reb Shimon Omer, that Mishnah also says, Dam Magafaso in a Machshir. The dam of a wound is not Machshir. So my love, what's the deal? Kadam shchita machshir. So shouldn't we be medayik? Dam shchita is machshir. So again, the Gemara says, lo, hadam chalal machshir. No, the deal would be that dam of an animal that was killed would be machshir. Aval dam shchita my lo machshir. What dam shchita would not be machshir. Meaning light, like Ravasi says, l'shmina dam shchita v'koshkin dam agafaso. So again, why do you say dam shchita? Isn't that a bigger chiddush than the blood of a wound not being machshir? So the Gemara said, no, dam magafaso itzrichalei. The dam of a wound is needed. That's the bigger chiddush. Why? Salkadai dechamina. I might have said, taken from a totally different context. Mali katli kule, mali katla palga. What's the difference if you kill somebody halfway or kill somebody whole way? Meaning, what's the difference of a wound of a blood of a wound or the blood of a dead animal? You might have said, there's no difference, kamash malan. That's the chiddush. That phrase is used by Rishonim in a different concept. Of malikala kula malikala palka. It's used sometimes in the concept of dalavahei, pain dalavahei. What if you just wound an animal and not don't shecht an animal? So there the Gemara brings up malikala kula malikala palka, and it's also used by Rishonim in Hilchos Shabbos. This has come up also in the past, and that is we know the malach of is a malach of chovel on Shabbos, wounding on Shabbos. Wounding is a malach of daraisa. The Gemara says it beferish. The question is which av malach is wounding in chovel? It's not one of the 39. So which av malach is chovel? Right, it's a big shot. Mila is the malach of chavala. So which malach are you doing? My nafkamina. I know for karbanis issues, my nafkamina. So there are at least three shitas that are shown in what is the malach of chovel. If you look in Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, Rashi says, Rashi says in Shabbos at the beginning of Perek Shmona Shratzim, Rashi says one day, soveya. You're coloring the skin. Coloring the skin underneath, a black and blue break, if it comes out, or you're coloring the neck, number one. Number two, Rashi says, shochet. It's a tolda of shochet. Why? Chabur shina chozeres. The Me'iri, there in Shabbos, Kuv Zayin, uses the lashon of malika lekula, malika lepalga. It's shochet. What happens? It doesn't know that if you kill an animal, if you wound an animal. See that lashon. It's the third day, the Rambam. The Rambam says, chovel is in the malacha of dush. Like milking a cow. You move a liquid from its natural state. So tsoveya and shochet and dush. At least three shitas in the Rishonim, exactly what the malacha is. There is another shita in the Rishonim. Some say by mila, the malacha is tikkun. Tikkun gavra. You're making him a mahol. Maybe that's the malacha. Okay. Anyway, let's just finish up this section. Says the Gemara, umayshna. So now let's talk about the svaris. We spoke about all these different types of blood. Umayshna dam chalom de machshir. Why do we say the dam of an animal that was killed is machshir? Dichsiv, because the Torah says v'dam chalom yishteh. The Torah says acknowledges it as being called dam. So dam shchita namiksiv al aretz yishmachenu kamayim. The Torah also calls blood of shchita dam. So why wouldn't that be machshir according to Ravasi? So Gemara says, no, that pasuk might be just telling me something else. Hahu lemishrei daman dipsuli hamukdashin bahanahu da'asa. That pasuk is talking about psuli mukdashin, a carbon that became pasul. So a carbon that became pasul can be niftah from the base of mikdash, and generally you can do whatever you want with it except for two things: you can't work it and you can't shear it. Says the Gemara. You might have thought that you also can't use the blood. Salkadai dechamina hoel va'asiri begizo ba'avoda. Since you can't shear it or work it, daman li ba'i kvura, you're also not allowed to get benefit from the blood. Kamash malan. So that pasuk might not have been teaching me that the dam shchita is machshir. It might have been teaching me this, that the heter of dam absolei mekdashin. Tosfos makes up his own drasha. Tosfos says, you might have said about the eighth skinny line in Tosfos, on the top of the page, Lama Vav and Aleph, tomorrow's daf. Salka daidach lameser dam, mishum de darshina, and basar velo chala, vahua din davi darshina, velo dam. So it says, we would have made up our own drasha, kamash malon. Either way, that's the svar of Ravasi, that dam shchita is not, Ravasi in Reb Shimon, that dam shchita is not machshir. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.